Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says that she'll try to provide additional help in Congress for water technology firms. Some Milwaukee area companies have recommendations for the Democratic lawmaker. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
Language from Senator Baldwin that provides incentives for innovative drinking water technology was included in a federal water resources bill Congress passed last year. Baldwin says the drinking water crisis in Flint, Michigan may have helped. But incentives for emerging wastewater and stormwater treatment were left out. Baldwin says she hasn't given up trying to convince Congress to add those because incomplete treatment of sewage and contaminated runoff can affect drinking water too.
That ultimately flow back into our Great Lakes, into our inland rivers and lakes. And so, you know, we're going to keep on surging ahead on that.
Baldwin says the best chance to add the language could come in a major infrastructure bill Congress will potentially consider in the coming months. The senator says she may also look into some other changes, too. She met yesterday with several water tech manufacturers at the Water Council building. One recommendation came from Mark Rail of the Waukesha office of Evoqua Water Technologies. Rail says it would be a good idea to help more local communities pay for higher tech wastewater systems.
For example, Evoqua is very involved here in the state of Wisconsin with very advanced phosphorus removal technology with a process called COMAG. We've done piloting in Fond du Lac here in Waukesha and over in Madison. Demonstrate works very well, but it's for meeting very tight effluent limits. Economical from a certain sense, but for smaller communities, it's an expensive technology.
Other panel members urged Baldwin to look into regulatory issues that companies say delay by years new water treatment technology from getting to market. Baldwin says she'll try to find out what's going on.
As a policymaker, I need to understand whether the delays are because that's really how long it takes, or whether the delays are because we're under-resourced in an area that's so key to public health and human safety.
Baldwin says whether Congress is talking about adding staff to agencies like the EPA or more water tech incentives in an infrastructure bill, the question is where to find the money. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.